bank guard among three California residents charged in connection with armed heist. Los Angeles. Three Antelope Valley residents were arrested in connection with an armed robbery that took place earlier this year outside a Palmdale bank branch as a couple was picking up $200,000 in cash, a heist that a bank security guard allegedly helped organize, officials announced Wednesday. Jerry Wimbley Jr., 21, of Lancaster, Roman Isaiah Smith, 24, also of Lancaster, and Tajana Grays, 24, of Palmdale, were arrested on charges alleged in a 7-count federal grand jury indictment, according to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. All three defendants are charged with conspiracy to interfere with commerce by robbery and interference with commerce by robbery, and brandishing a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence. Wimbley is also charged with being a felon in possession of firearms and ammunition, and 3 counts of money laundering, the ATF said. Wimbley was arrested September 24th, and is scheduled to be arraigned October 15th in Los Angeles Federal Court. A federal magistrate judge previously ordered him jailed without bond. Smith is in custody on state murder charges, while Grays is expected to make her initial federal court appearance Wednesday afternoon. According to the indictment, in January, a couple deposited a check for $315,301 into a Chase Bank branch in Palmdale. Bank employees informed the couple that they would have to come back to pick up the cash, as the bank did not have that large amount of currency. The bank employee told the couple they would contact them when they could pick up the cash, according to the indictment. Grays, a security guard for Chase Bank, allegedly learned of the planned cash pickup via another bank teller. Grays informed Wimbley and Smith about the pickup so they could rob the victims, prosecutors allege. Federal prosecutors further allege that on February 9th, Wimbley and Smith drove to the Chase branch and waited in the parking lot for hours while the victims obtained $200,000 from the bank. During work, Grays sent a series of text messages and phone calls to a co-conspirator regarding the location of the victims when they arrived at the bank, prosecutors allege. The co-conspirator relayed the information to Wimbley and Smith so they could prepare to rob the victims, federal prosecutors contend. As the couple was leaving the bank with the cash, Wimbley and Smith exited their vehicle with semi-automatic handguns, threatened to shoot the victims, and stole the money, court papers allege. Beginning February 10th and through March 8th, Wimbley laundered the money at a local casino, according to a federal affidavit filed with a criminal complaint. Wimbley allegedly purchased about $34,500 in gambling chips and cashed out roughly $168,700. During 5 visits to the casino, Wimbley is suspected of having cashed out about $89,700 without purchasing any chips. In addition, on September 18, Wimbley, a convicted felon, possessed a .40 caliber pistol and various types of ammunition, according to the ATF. If convicted as charged, the defendants would each face up to life in federal prison, prosecutors said.